take a look at racing tomorrow. Of course, we've got a huge day coming up here in Sydney and also Caulfield Cup down in Melbourne. And from the Daily Telegraph, Brad Davidson joins us. How are you, Brad?
Yeah, good morning, Cozzy. Good morning, everybody. Bit of rain as the speak, trickling down in sort of the eastern suburbs. Only live about 3-4K from Randwick, so no doubt they're getting a little bit of rain as well. So probably going to maybe kick that track into the soft range tomorrow.
All right, and from Racing and Sports, Simon at Novelist. How are you, Simon?
I'm well, Cozzy. How are you? Morning, Brad. Looking forward to the weekend. Should be a crackerjack day racing. Certainly a Caulfield. I think it's a decent support card at Randwick as well.
All right, now we'll open the bowling with the Quaddie Race 6, the Brian Crowley Stakes, we believe is the way it is pronounced. Not Crowley, but Crowley. Now, at this stage, no scratchings. One single bullet, 380. Five Malahat, 460. Three Goodfella, 480. Two Chauffeur, 650. Four Alberman, 7. Six Piracy at $7. Now, number 7, Andes, 13. And the interesting runner, scratched from 2 during the week, 8 Mustafa, but a first start of $15.
Yeah, Cozzy, it's been backed as well. 26s into 15s, including a couple of best $600 and $400 at around the 21 and 17s. Goodfellas had support, 6 into 480, a couple of big bets there as well. And Single Bullet's been on the drift. He opened 350 and obviously got out since that quote. So, Simon, Steve, what do you think?
Yeah, interesting. As you mentioned, the first starter, I think he comes across from that wide draw. Mustafa showed speed in his trials. I think Malahat kicks up from the inside. And Piracy back against his own age group, sorry, shouldn't be too far away. I think Single Bullet and Andaz getting to the right spot, and Albumin, probably they want to ride him conservatively, just where he gets you from that inside draw, but he shouldn't be too far away.
What do you make of Mustafa, Simon? We've seen the trial at Warwick Farm on by 3 lengths. There obviously has ability and that money support, but me looking at it, I'm thinking, gee, surely this is a bit tougher, a stakes race first up. How do you sort of assess the first starter?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I put a complete pen through him, but I think you have to, really. You have to be a pretty talented horse to win a stakes race on debut. And when you consider Key Fitness Edge to the main rivals, a lot of horses coming in here third up. I think as he's up against it, he's obviously got a bit of talent, but I think you've got to oppose him. He's probably short enough too at 15, so you can price him a lot longer than that on Saturday.
Look, I'm with 4 Album, and I would have been really keen if this rain didn't arrive, and I just want to see what it does to the track. But I think if it's a soft 5 or better, I think $7 is almost the bet of the day for me. I think he's good value. I've marked him favourite on a good track. I do concede he's soft. He's only had one run on a heavy and failed, and he probably doesn't really like it. But look, I think his last two runs have been outstanding in the Heritage and the Roman Console. He's jumped in front both occasions and gone right back to get cover. Now he's gone back to last both times, and they've walked in both occasions, and he's clocked some outstanding splits to get so close to him, run third and fourth, beating just 1.5 and 2.5 lengths. So I think the big key tomorrow is, I think they're just trying to find cover with this horse, and he should be able to do that. He should be able to land third defence and be behind the likes of the Godolphin runners. And if a bit of luck in the straight, I think it'd be very hard to hold out. So as long as it's not too wet tomorrow, I think 4 Albums a really good play at $7. I think he's great value. 2 Single Bullet, I think the danger. One Single Bullet. He's had every chance that he's passed couple, but you know he has run second of Iridine on both occasions, and I think he's a potential Coolmore winner, that horse. So I think they're going to ride him a little bit more conservatively. You might be able to let him attack the line, but I just think he's well found in the market all the same. As I said, he's had his opportunities. 3 Goodfella, he's going to like this rain around. He sat 3 deep, no cover, when winning a benchmark 78 at Randwick over the 1400 last start, defeating our Mantra. It was a real tough performance that day. Gets a bit of weight relief here. Just back to the 1200, the query for mine, but if the showers continue to come, it might be run more like a 1400 anyway. And 5 Malahat, a bit disappointing for me last start. Seemed to have every chance in the Heritage Stakes, but was only beaten 2 lengths. Looks to get a nice run on speed, and I think it can be hard to run down. But 4, 1, 3, and 5 for me, Simon. I'm quite keen on Alberman, as long as these showers don't keep coming.
Interesting to see what the weather does. Obviously, have to be on watch for that. Look, I'm all over Goodfella here. I think he's one of the better bets of the day on Saturday. Just brings different form into the race, but it's pretty easy to line up where he sits. You consider he narrowly beat our Mantra last start and gave him 3.5 kilos there. Beau Guest beat our Mantra the start prior, giving him 1 kilo and beating the same margin. And obviously, Beau Guest split Single Bullet and Albumin. So it's pretty easy to draw a line there. And I think he rates really well in this race. I don't mind the fact he drops back from 14. It was a hard run, 14. He was tough on speed. It was a huge win there. I think the drop back in trip probably suits him, as Brad mentioned, more rain about. The better for him, he gets into a good spot for Jason Collett. I think he's just better than these on his performance last start. So happy to be with Goodfella. I think he's going to be hard to beat. number one, Single Bullet, obviously been rock solid in two starts this time in behind Berrettine. He gives weight away to a few of his rivals on the weekend, but third up, this is D-Day for him. He's going to be at his peak. I expect him to run a big race. Number four, Albemann, as Brad touched on, closing off well. I just don't like the fact he's drawn inside. They're going to go back. I can see him get shuffled a long way back. He's going to have to give him a fair start and run him down, which I think he's up against it there on Saturday. Rail out 9 metres, over 1,200 metres, generally favours those on speed. But he's racing well, and he's going to finish off strongly. But just the concern for me, that inside draw. And number six, Piracy, again, different form coming into this race. Took on the older horses last start, was an alarming drift of late, but thought he stuck on well behind Chalky. He was good on speed, and I think he'll run well. But I think Goodfella, the fact he's had a hard run over 14, sets him up well here, where the horses coming into it behind Berrettine, it was a slowly run affair, and I think Goodfella just has the yes. Happy to be with him. I thought he's going to be very hard to beat. My numbers 3, 1, 4, and 6.
All right, the next event, we've got a full field in the Nivison, race 7. Now, number 6, Diddums, 380, 2 Dixie Blossoms, 550, 3 Daisy Doom. It's twin sister almost, 550, same price. 11 White Moss, $7.50, 4 Nancy at $8.50. Now, 8 Kinsashi at $10, 7 Sprite, and number 9 Maternal, both 15, 10 Samantha at 18. Number 1 Heavens Above, 19, 5 Zestful is 21, and 12 Siren's Fury at $51.
Yeah, Diddums and White Moss, the two they're coming for here. Cozzy, Diddums, sixes into 380, have been good bet, 2, 300 at 6, 350 at 5, 250 at 480, 600 at 440. They keep coming even on the way in. And White Moss, 11's into 750, obviously a very good winner first up, 1200 at 750, 300 at 750. Just on White Moss, Simon, it was a pretty strong midweek win the other day. We've seen Best Guess come out of that run really well. I'll touch on that, get your thoughts on that horse, but just after you give the speed map first of all.
Yeah, look, no surprise for your support for Diddums. She looks to get it all in front here. I think White Moss, as you mentioned, comes across from the draw, sits outside her. Daisy Doom, back in trip, but she shouldn't be too far away. I think Kinsashi can adopt a fairly forward position. But I think Diddums finds the front and controls here, Brad.
Just a quick word on White Moss, Simon, and also your thoughts on Dixie Blossoms and Daisy Doom coming 16 back to 1,200, considering their grand final, the Mike Classic, in 2 weeks is back over a mile.
Yeah, look, I think White Moss, she gets a chance. I know it's a big step up from a benchmark 77, but she gave weight away to her rivals there, and she can only improve second up. You just got to give these horses a big tick. They're only lightly raced. She's won 4 from 7, and she gets the map to suit, and she puts herself on speed. So always like these horses. It is a bit of a jump, but I think you certainly got to respect her chances. In regards to the Ron Quinton pair, they take up a lot of the market there on Saturday, close to 40%, and you got to think they're a risk. Back from a mile to 1,200, I'm happy to take them on Saturday. Just think that, obviously, they're heading towards the mire. They're talented mares. Obviously, they're all class. But I think back to 1,200, you've got to be against them, given you got similar price about them in the same race last time in at this time of the week. So they're 550 and 550 a pair. And last week, they were $4 in the similar, a much more suitable race. So off 14 days, it's going to be treated like a barrier trial. And I think you've got to be against them, Brad.
Yeah, I'm with 6 Diddums. I do concede the 380 is probably short enough now, but good luck to those punters who got $6. I think the figures she returned first up at Rose Hill were very good. She burnt the candle both ends, and they come home in 33.6 the last 600. Very impressive performance. And any rain around, as we got a bit today, is not going to hurt her at all. She's a soft and heavy track winner, including a Group 3 winner on a heavy 8, beating the likes of Prompt Response and Smart Amelia back at Randwick in April. So I think she leaves. I think she'd be too nippy for these. It'd be very hard to run down. 3 Daisy Doom. I've got to respect these mares from Ron Quinton's yard. They're just so well off at the weight. So I do concede and agree with Simon that the setup is not good for them at all. But I think if I was leaning towards one or the other, I think Daisy Doom might be a bit more versatile coming back to the 1,200. I didn't think the mile was really her go the other day, where Dixie Blossoms was really looking for the mile. So 3 Daisy Doom in for second. I put in a roughie 10 Samantha for third, just in case this rain continues to come. She's a real wet tracker, 1, 2 from 3 on soft ground, and a heavy track winner as well. Just, ran on a good 3 first up over the 1,000. Thought might be able to improve here if the rain continues to fall, but probably wants it, a genuine soft or even heavy is better. And 2 Dixie Blossoms for fourth. Just got to put her in because of her quality. And they're so well weighted under the conditions of this race, Dixie Blossom and Daisy Doom. They'd be giving these horses several kilos under handicap conditions. But under the set weights and penalties, they get in with just 57. So they're my top four, 6, 3, 10 and 2 with Diddums. So you're seeing it the same way, Simon?
Yeah, I think Diddins is the best bet of the day. Happy to take the 380 on offer. I just think the way the race is likely to be run. She gets her own way in front. I think White Moss is the only horse that'll look to pressure in running. And look, she's a smart mare. I was sort of potting her when she won the PJ Bell at 20-1 there, but she notably ran quicker overall time and came home quicker than they did in the TJ. And that's a bit of a question mark given the way the track was playing, but she certainly franked that form and improved further first up. She ran a new peak at Rose Hill there. I know she was given weight away and she was just too good on speed. And as Brad mentioned, she returned decent figures in the process. I think she can only improve further second up. Any rain about, not a concern. Finds the front for Jane's Innes there. And I think she's going to be very, very hard to beat. As mentioned, with Dixie Blossoms and Daisy Doom taking up close to 40% of the market, I think Diddins presents good value. Happy to bet up. I think she's going to be very, very hard to beat. Number 8, Kinsashi. Big watch for me first up. Got a great record first up and on her best form. I think she's right in this race. Her two trials in the lead-up, she's been safely held in both, but like the way she found the line, she's placed in 7 of 8 over this trip. She's unbeaten in a sole attempt at Randwick, and she's won 3 of 4 first up. But around that sort of $10 mark, got to keep Kinsashi safe. Number 11, White Moss. Really liked her win first up at Canterbury. She was strong on speed there with the big weight. It is obviously harder there on Saturday, but she's only lightly raced. She's won 4 of 7, and she races on speed. And given the rail out 9 metres, she's going to get every chance to run into the placings here. I certainly respect her chances. And throwing in number 3, Daisy Doom for 4. I think she's out of the 2 pair for the Ron Quinton stable. She's the one better suited back to 1,200 metres, but I can't get her that short back over this trip. But do respect her. She's a class mare. But my number's pretty keen on Diddins here. She's going to be hard to beat. 6, 8, 11 and 3.
All right, we go to the next event, the 8th, and here we've got a full field at this point. Number 1, Xandalicious, $4.60. 9, Mapmaker, $6. 2, Black on Gold, $6.50. 6, Impavado, $7. Number 12, Gorgouin, is $7.50. 13, Tuareg, $10. We've got 3, Hogmanay at $11. Number 8, Screamer at $16, along with 10, Woo Gok. 7, Multitude, 11, Be Like Dad at $23. And 4, Great Glen, and 5, Mortar Platoon, both $26.
Yeah, nothing of note betting-wise here this morning from Tab, so we'll go straight to the speed map, Simon.
Yeah, look, it looks to be fairly genuine. It's not a noted leader in the race. I know Gorgon led up last start, but now I reckon they'll probably want to sort of ease off a bit and take a sit with him. They just had no choice last start with the blinkers on. I think Be Like Dad rolls forward. Multitude from the Waterhouse and Bot Stable, I think, can adopt the forward position. Mapmaker and Hogmanay shouldn't be too far away. Interesting to see who does take it up, Brad, but imagine they're not going to go a frantic speed early here.
Yeah, found it the toughest race of the day, Simon. There's plenty of chances. Just looking at it, I mean, you know, how do you assess a horse even like Black on Gold? He was really good first up, but we know these sort of horses that can get over a trip. They can sort of sprint well fresh and then need longer next time in. How do you sort of assess a horse like him?
Yeah, he's tricky, isn't he, Brad? These horses, and Chris Waller's had a few of them now, the three-year-olds that contested those sort of feature races up in Brisbane, and they've all come back and performed well fresh up. He won well first up. My query with him is probably the wet track. He's had 5 goes on slow or heavy and hasn't fired a shot, and he's missed both starts second up. So I've sort of got to be against him there on Saturday, but I can see it. He's got to be a good chance from what he did first up.
Hardest race of the day for mine. I've gone 9, Mapmaker. I just think he puts himself on speed. You know he's going to run well. A winner over the 15 at Rose Hill, 2 back. He's had form over 1,800 before that. And second at Interlocutor over the Randwick Mile last start. Probably, you know, it can be a little bit weak the last 50 metres, but with 55 kilos, he's got wet track form as well. So not a worry if it does come up a soft track tomorrow. Happy to be with him over 3, Hogmanay. He's a horse that's been knocking on the door. I think this trip is his go. The query is whether he jumps. He's got a bit of a bad habit of missing the start, but if he jumps, he'll put himself up there, and a little sting out of the ground's probably not the worst thing for him either. 6 Impavido, love the way he attacked the line last start. Just would have loved to have seen this to be a bit longer for him, but sting out of the track suits, and he'll be the one attacking the line late. And 1 Xandalicious, loved to run in stronger grade last time against the mares, Dixie Blossoms and Daisy Doom. The query is she goes up for 5 kilos here. She gives them a big start, and just with the rail at 9, not sure that's going to suit there tomorrow. But 9-3, 6-1 for me. I found it a really tricky race, Don.
Yeah, agree, Brad. You're going to have to take plenty in the quaddie, I would imagine. I've landed with number 6, Impavido, on top. My number is 6, 1, 12 and 7. Really like his run last start, closing off behind Interlocutor. I think that's the best form leading into this race. And when you consider he ran 4th in the Randwick Guineas last preparation on a heavy track, any rain about certainly going to aid his chances. Would have liked to have seen him over a bit further, but third up, he's, you know, he placed that one performance. He's only run one of eight, but he's certainly a talented horse. Just where he gets through from the draw and the lack of tempo, a bit of a concern for mine. But he's certainly good enough to be winning this race, and the Bjorn Baker stable is airborne at present. So happy to side with Impavito. I think he'd be hard to beat. Number one, Zenilicious, comes out of the best form race, I would suggest, in the Yank Stakes. She closed off well behind Dixie Blossom. As Brad touched on, rises significantly at the weight, but she's a talented mare. Should have no concerns with the soft track, but I agree with Brad. The query is where she gets to from the draw, the lack of obvious tempo, and given the rail out nine, she's probably going to struggle to make up a lot of ground. But got to respect her class. She hasn't won in over a year. She's only placed in two of her last seven, and she's only placed one from five at Randwick. So, admittedly, in harder company, but this is the easiest race she's contested in some time. So, got to have her in the mix. Number 12, Gorgon, stepped up sharply in grade from a midweek win, but he's shown plenty of ability, this horse, now with John Targent. He took a good step forward last start. I think fourth up, he's right at his peak, and you've got to respect him from that draw. He shouldn't be too far away. Expect him to run a good race. And number 7, Multitude, he's my roughie in the race. Certainly throw him into your quaddy and exotics. Had the two solid trials for the Gay Waterhouse and got stable. He will be better over further. But as Brad mentioned, you get these days that can sprint well fresh over a mile. Certainly suits Rachel King, links aboard from that draw. With not a lot of speed, I wouldn't be surprised to see him take up the running. I think he can be hard to get past. So certainly have him in the mix. But think Impavito, just a concern where he gets to. But I think he's going to be hard to beat. But agree with Brad, very, very tricky race. Numbers 6, 1, 12 and 7.
All right, now the ninth, and a full field at the stage, 11 Year Universe, 280, 7 Zumbalina, 420, 10 Crafty Cop, 650, 5 Noble Joey, 11, 9 Magic Alibi at 12, 1 Iso Rich, 13, 13 My Country is 18, 2 Sweet Serendipity, and 4 Ziggy Willie at 19, 3 Petrosian, and number 12, Star at 26, 6 Unequivocal, 31, and 8 Tudor, 71.
Yeah, New Universe 4 into 280 here, including some nice bets for this resuming horse. Crafty Cop 7 into 650, and Iso Rich. Somebody's had 200 each way at $15, but I'm not going to let this horse go around at those odds again and win. And talking about Iso Rich, Simon, what do you do with him? Because we always tend to just say, oh, he's a top four chance, but he's won his past two. I think his last four wins have all come at an average starting price of $25. You got to sit there, don't you, and sort of half think, well, do I got to tip him or what?
Yeah, it's very tricky, isn't it? I've left him out of my numbers. He can win without me. It's one of those ones. He's won his last two, and if you've missed a big price, and now you sort of jump aboard. I know he's still $13, but he's up in the weights now. But, you know, what a great horse. He's racing in fantastic form. He's a great line horse as well. It gives you a good guide on how other horses are travelling, especially from a ratings perspective. And he'll run well again on the weekend. Look, I left him out of the quaddy last time. I won't be leaving him out on Saturday.
Just on the speed map, New Universe, the well-backed favourite, we know obviously gives them a bit of a start. Is there enough speed in this race for him?
Well, it's one of those tricky ones, isn't it, Brad? A lot of the speed's drawn inside, so generally when that happens, they can bounce out and just find their spot. Whether they do run along, I'm not too sure. Sweet Serendipity, she's obviously very fast, and she'll take up the running. Noble Joey kicks up from that inside draw. The champ, Iso Rich, shouldn't be too far away, and Crafty Cop also right there. The back markers are all drawn wide, so they'll probably just fall back in the field here. And the front runners might get it easy in front here, Brad.
Yeah, I think 11 Universe is clearly the horse to beat. But I think if you're going to back it, you wait now until race day. You wait and see if they can make ground and if they can. And if they can't, you're going to be getting a better price anyway. You're probably going to get back out to sort of $4. So, look, he's won that four from six sectionals and winning first and second up last preparation were some of the best of the day. I think he's a horse on the up. His two recent trials have been great, and he's a soft track winner as well. So I think he's the horse to beat. One Iso Rich, I can't leave him out. I've picked him a few times, but unfortunately there have been the times where he hasn't got the job done. But look, he's won his past two. He's just an on-pace, honest horse. Gives a good kick all day, and I think you've got to throw him in your quaddy every time he runs. Four Ziggy Willie for third, I think can improve. He's a horse that loves this thing out of the track. He's been running on okay. First two runs this prep on good threes and gets that change of track conditions here. And six Unequivocal, I thought, could run a race. She hasn't won for a while, but her fresh form's actually okay. You know, go back through her form, and she does have a nice sharp turn of foot. I know she doesn't have a great record at this track, but she's a soft track winner as well, so I thought she could run a cheeky race and throw her in the quaddy as well. So 11-1, 4-6 for me, Simon, with New Universe in the last.
Yeah, look, really tricky race. Not an easy way to round out the day. Happy to play one at each way odds here. Number 9, Magic Alibi. My number's 9, 7, 10 and 11. Drops back sharply in grade here on Saturday. She's contested as a Shiraka and the Golden Pennant in the last two starts. And now back to benchmark company. She gets a nice run. As mentioned, the speed doesn't look to be a great deal, and she shouldn't be too far away in behind the runners there. Josh Parr legs back aboard on Saturday. Got a good record with the Gerald Ryan Stable, and Gerald Ryan Stable is flying. So happy to side with her on the each way. If she brings her best form, she's certainly good enough to be winning this on Saturday. Number 7, Zumbelina. Like the fact she's been fresh enough, she was an impressive win the first up. Admittedly, a great ride from Glenn Schofield there from that inside draw, and just got found wanting over 14 last start behind Sir Plush, but since gone on and won again, so no knock on the form. Comes here 28 days between runs and a soft trial. It's a key trick Chris Waller often uses with his horses and generally means he gets them back to their peak. So if she does that, she's certainly going to be riding the finish. Concerned with Zumbelina, she's likely to get back from that draw. In the two runs previously, she's drawn inside, which has enabled her to settle closer to the speed. I'm not sure she's able to do that there on Saturday, which is the knock, but she's certainly talented when right. She's won 5 of 10. She's got a good record over the trip, 1-2 of 3. So certainly respect her. I'm just hoping they do run along. I'm not sure if they will, though. Number 10, Crafty Cop. I think he gets into the right spot here. He was really good first up there behind Didham. So obviously, if Didham's is the best bet of the day, Crafty Cop is tight at her hip. And while safely held, he wasn't far off. Second up, he should improve. He's got a good record over the trip, and he's got no concerns with this thing out. Gets into the right spot for the gun. Certainly think he's a big chance of running a race there on Saturday. And number 11, New Universe. My query is just where he gets to from that draw. He's likely to get back in the field. We'll know by the end of the day if they're able to make ground. If so, I imagine he's going to be right in the finish. I just think with Rail Out 9 and likely to get back, and I just don't know they're going to run along for him. He's certainly a talent, and I agree with Brad. He's probably under the odds at this stage. Imagine they will bet better there on Saturday. So if you like him, certainly wait. Wait, keep the powder dry till tomorrow. But just think, just from that draw, it's an if and a but for me, and it can't take 280. But happy to play Magic Alibi on the east way, numbers 9, 7, 10, and 11.
All right, just before we look at the Caulfield Cup, what's your best there tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm race 2, number 6, Chaotic. I think he's the best. He looks a really promising horse. Race 6, number 4, Album in the Dry. And I thought race 5, number 5, Chazzy Lee was the best roughie on the program, Simon.
Yeah, look, all over Diddums. I think she gets a race under suit in the Nivison. She'll lead and she'll be very hard to beat. Race 7, number 6. And pretty keen on Goodfella, guys. I think he brings different form. He's going to be very hard to beat. Race 6, number 3, Goodfella.
All right, the Caulfield Cup tomorrow, we've got a full field. 3 Johannes Vermeers, 420. 1 Humidor, 750. 11 Bonneval at 8. Number 16, Emily Starr is $9. 15 Harlem at 950. 4 Jon Snow, 11. 7 Ventura Storm at 12. 9 Infants, 14. 2 Marmello at 17. Then 17 Lord Fandango, 19. 14 Abbey Marie, 23. 10 Single Gaze, 34. 8 Wicklow Brave at 41. 6 Sir Isaac Newton, 12 Hardham, 51, along with 13 Boom Time. And 5 He's Our Rocky.
Yep, well, the Caulfield Cup's an outstanding race all the time, of course, and a good addition this year. Of course, we lost, unfortunately, Admire Deus earlier in the week, unfortunately. But just looking at the betting with this race, Johannes Vermeer, 5's in a 4.20. He's been the one the punters want. Inference, 15's in a 14. Ventura Storm, 11 out to 12s. And Bonneville, she's been the big drifter, Simon, 6.50 out to 8.50. What do you do with her? Because, you know, we've known there's going to be those, or she had a few issues this week, but they've cleared her. Find a start.
Yeah, I think she'll certainly firm back into the market. I think she'll go out to around $9. Expect her to start a lot shorter there tomorrow. Obviously, with that just a bit of a nag there, whether she was right. Murray Baker, obviously adamant there was nothing wrong with her, but with that uncertainty, no surprise to see the market push her out. But imagine she will firm up there tomorrow. And one of the leading contenders, look, the biggest tick for her is the likely strong tempo. Sir Isaac Newton, Team Williams have indicated they will be going forward from that draw. Single Gaze kicks up. Jon Snow shouldn't be too far away. Boom Time for Ventura Storm as Johannes Vermeer hold up from the inside. Harlem just gets a nice smother, but they should run along here and get a truly run race. And as a result, hopefully the best horse gets their chance to perform and run well here, Brad.
Yeah, 3-2-9-11 for me with Johannes Vermeer. Love the run in the Caulfield Stakes last start. Put the riding on the wall, and I think he's had a bit of luck on the back up before. So happy to be with him. Concede he's short enough at the price now, but I think he's the horse to beat. 2 Marmello, I'm really interested to see what he can do after winning the Pre-Kerguelen last time out. A really good form race in terms of the Melbourne Cup. We've seen Americana Protectionist use that and go very well in the past winning the Cup here. Nine Inference, I've been liking the way he's been running on. He had the second quickest last 200 in the Caulfield Stakes behind Johannes Vermeer. And 11 Bonneville, I can't leave her out. Just that query around that issue this week. So 3-2, 9-11 for me, Simon.
Yeah, pretty keen on Bonneville here. Happy to back her each way. You just got to trust the Murray Baker stable there that there's nothing wrong with her. He was adamant she was fine Sunday morning, and he's been proven right. So just giving a tick over last start in the Caulfield Stakes. Her first two runs back this time in where she won, they were truly run affairs, and obviously she was left standing there. She was too good. Last start in the Caulfield Stakes, it was just a walker's race and just didn't aid her chances one bit. She got back from the draw, and I thought she found the line well enough for the visual punters. It was something I didn't want to see, but nothing wrong with a run for mine. You've got to trust the Murray Baker stable. They did this Mongolian Khan on the quick backup into the Caulfield Cup. She'll be primed for this, and a truly run 2,400 metres is what she wants. I think she's going to be very, very hard to beat, and none riding better than Kieran McAvoy. So happy to side with her. I think Humidor is the main danger. Again, the visuals wouldn't have been happy with his performance last start, but he was solid enough behind Wink there, and none better than Wink form hanging to Group 1 handicaps. He's well-placed at the weights with only 56, you know, on a 50 limit, but a majority of the race, he's not given much weight away to his rivals, and he is a weight for age star. His performance in the Maccabi Diva, if he gets back to that level of form, he's going to be very hard to beat. Number 7, Ventura Storm, he's the best roughie for me, ticking along beautifully, and obviously, if I'm keen on Humidor, Ventura Storm beat him home there, and fourth up, ready to peak, obviously looking towards the Melbourne Cup, he's going to be a big chance in that race. I think fourth up, he's ready to fire. And number 3, Johannes Vermeer, I think he's under the odds. The Caulfield Stakes, he got back in a slowly run affair and finished off strongly. On the quick back up here, up to 2,400 metres, he's drawn to get a nice run on the inside. Just can't get him that short, but certainly respect his chances. But all over Bonneville on the each way, numbers 11, 1, 7 and 3.
All righty, good on you, Simon. Good on you, Brad. Have a top weekend.
Thanks, guys, and good luck to all the punters this weekend.